Item number 9, from the Employee Benefits Work Group, requesting authorization to amend Milwaukee County General Ordinance 201.24 sub 2.18 to implement provisions of the 2010 and 2011 adopted budgets or Unit 1972 wage and benefit modifications for non-public safety collective bargaining units as permitted by the 2011 Wisconsin Act 10. This item was also referred to the Committee on Finance and Audit, which approved it by a vote of 6-0.
Thank you. Mr. Gray.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, what you have before you is a resolution and ordinance that does a couple of different things. Most, as you know, you imposed a 1.6 multiplier from 2 on non-represented employees some time ago. Most of the unions, and again, throughout this discussion of exempting public safety workers because they're not covered by any of this, but for the most of the remainder of the unions have agreed to the 1.6 multiplier at various dates. The only two that are left are AFSCME and the building trades. So this resolution begins using a 1.6 multiplier for AFSCME employees effective August 1st and for building trades at the conclusion of their contract beginning January 1st of next year, because we have to wait for their contract to end before you can make that action, take that action. Everyone else already has it. This does put into the ordinance, codify those provisions that are in the union contracts just to memorialize them. But it does make a change for AFSCME and for building trades in the multiplier. And likewise, for both groups, it makes the same change to normal retirement age from 60 to 64. The balance of this resolution is, again, a codification of provisions that already exist either in union contracts on the Rule of 75. Because we're prohibited from bargaining with unions over these issues in the future, the contracts won't address those. And just for sake of reference, I thought it best to put it in the ordinance. And so that's what you see there on the Rule of 75. The Rule of 75 contains no changes to current benefits or provisions. It's just a codification into the ordinances. However, I expect to bring to you next cycle some possible changes on the Rule of 75 with respect to how to deal with the possible changing nature of our represented staff to possibly non-represented staff through possible decertifications, and we need to address that. This committee and the Finance Committee in the past have addressed that issue for deputy sheriffs who are being promoted and for correction officers who are being promoted to the newly created lieutenant positions, and assuming you want to follow the same policy, we need to be able to address that for represented employees who may become non-represented in the future.
Yeah, I'm going to move to approve and concur with Finance, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Schmidt. Questions by the committee? Okay.
There is an actual report, again, on this. That's the July 19th report. And, again, Mr. Langer is available should you need it. I was asked at Finance yesterday and gave my interpretation of his report, is that if you look at all the pieces together, for all the union members who are affected, non-represented employees who are affected by these two changes, the 1.6 and the age 64, the total reduction in contribution for next year is approximately $3 million.
Questions? Okay, we have a motion to concur with Finance and Audit, which was an approval yesterday. So hearing no further request, please call the roll.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Cesars.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to concur with Finance and Audit is approved.
Thank you, Mr. Grady.